Please welcome State Senator Jerry Bain.
Well, good evening. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be before you tonight. I thought it was kind of neat when I got selected first, and I found out I had to follow Governor Pawlenty, and I thought, oh, man, that's not going to be much fun. But anyway, how about Virginia and New Jersey? Can you believe what we pulled off there? It proves that Republican ideas are alive and well. In fact, in a recent study, 40% of people say they're conservative, 36% moderate, and only 19 say liberals. The only way Democrats get elected is when they co-opt our ideas and run as Republicans. They talk about lowering taxes. They talk about family values. And when they get in, they don't do any of those things. We need to stick to our principles, and we can win. I want to share with you quickly my vision. My vision for Iowa is an Iowa where our daughters and sons, our grandsons and our granddaughters, can find a job or start a business to provide a standard of living high enough to be able to stay in Iowa if they want to. Well, what do young adults think? Do they want to stay in Iowa? I've been doing an informal, unscientific poll, and I've been asking young individuals, when you graduate, are you going to stay in Iowa? And I have two criteria. I get them off by themselves so they don't have to worry about peer pressure, and I want them to give me the first answer that comes to their mind. What do you think they say when I say, are you going to stay in Iowa? What do you think they say? They hesitate for just a second, and then they say, depends on if I can get a job. It's that simple. We don't have to look a long ways. In fact, that exit poll that they did the other day, Tuesday night in New Jersey, jobs and the economy were the number one issue. No kidding. Our young adults have known that for a long time. They know if jobs are around, they'll stay. And I want to share with you really quickly, the United States, and Tim talked about this just a second, but the United States of America is just without question the greatest country ever in the history of this planet. In every measure, if you look at the most freedom, the most people in the middle class, the most inventions, the most people liberated from dictators, in fact, we literally saved the planet from Hitler in World War II. Morgan Quitno Press talks about Iowa, and it rates Iowa near the top as the best place to live in America. Well, if America is the best country on the planet, and Iowa is the greatest state in that country, that means right here is the best place to raise a family and to live. We should sell that everywhere we go. And I want to look at our assets. What do we have? We've got Interstate 80 and Interstate 35, coast to coast, border to border, right through the heart of our state. We have transportation available. We have a double track railroad from Chicago to Denver, right through the main of our state. We have natural resources. We've got the most productive soils, ample water supplies, a manufacturing sector, an agribusiness sector, insurance sector, banking sector, institutions of higher learning. In fact, our motto right now is, our liberties we prize, our rights we will maintain. And there's a slogan on the signs, if you come into the state, it says, Field of Dreams. I would say we ought to change that to, Iowa, we have it all. In fact, I would argue that Iowa is such a great place, we should be having to erect barriers to keep job creators out of the state. Well, guess what? We have been. Our current governor is doing exactly that. He wanted to end the right to work. He wanted to allow doctor shopping. He wanted to implement a prevailing wage. He wanted to rewrite Chapter 20. All of those are job killers. All of those erect barriers to growth. We need a governor that will act as a firewall to protect against such legislation, not encourage it. So how do we fix our current situation? Well, after 12 years of Democratic appointments to our boards and commissions, they're filled with people who want to promote an agenda at the expense of Iowa. And I want to give you an example and why it is time to literally clean house. If you look at what happened in Marshalltown, We had the possibility of a state-of-the-art clean coal technology power plant that was going to have biofuel capabilities. It was going to be the envy of the country. It was going to be top-notch. Everything about it good. It would have provided power for our sons and our grandsons and our children to stay here in business. Guess what? A board that's unelected decided that they didn't want to give that return to Alliant Energy, and they pulled the plug, literally, on that. Now, let me give you an example of what that meant. That plant was going to be a $1.75 billion. Governor Culver's debt scheme was only $880 million, and he thought that was going to revolutionize the state. We had a chance at $1.75 billion, and it was flippantly disregarded. It would have had over 1,200 construction jobs. It would have had 40 to 50 full-time jobs once that was in place, and simply an unelected board turned it down. My comment is it's time to change those boards and commissions and get people that care about Iowa, not an agenda. Over 60% of our budget right now is in education. So unless we're willing to talk about education, it's going to be real tough to get our budget under control. I want to share with you a real quick story. My wife, with no teaching experience and a $200 program that she ordered after she saw a commercial on TV, taught our four-year-old daughter to read at the fifth grade level before she got into kindergarten. All right? Now, I had people tell me in education that doesn't mean anything. I mean, after all, it was one-on-one instruction. If we had one-on-one instruction, we could do that too. And so you can't, and also it's only one kid. You can't really count one kid. Well, as things would happen, my wife and I had another child. Another daughter. We dusted off the program. In fact, she dusted it off. And they were, the educational assignment was kind of right. She didn't do quite as well as the first daughter. She could only read at the third grade level before she got into kindergarten with a $200 program. So I am convinced that some of the things that we need to incorporate in education right now is competition. I think competition almost single-handedly will reverse a lot of the issues and a lot of the problems that we're worried about. I also want to talk just for a split second on the Department of Education and their Model Core curriculum. If any of you doubt what I'm telling you, go to their website. This information is freely on their website. They don't really want to have basics anymore. All right? They want children to understand the theory on how to learn. Okay? Okay, tell that to a football coach when you're at basics at halftime. Say, boys, we don't care how you tackle. We don't care if you can throw the ball. We just know we got to score more points than the opponent and we'll win. It's absurd. You have to go to the basics. In fact, for you all tonight, I'm going to say we in Iowa need to get back to the basics. Our ABCs, and that's anybody but Culver. But this Model Core curriculum is going to not only just change reading. Remember the whole math, the whole language fiasco we had several years back, how it didn't work? Well, think of this as whole language on steroids. They're going to change math, science, and reading and not stick to the basics. It is outrageous. Another thing I want to talk about very briefly, and a lot of people say to me, Bain, you're out talking. How can we change things? We don't like the way the direction of certain things are going, and one of the things that gets brought up is the out-of-control courts and how they're legislating from the bench, and how do we fix that? Well, in Iowa, we are really settled in a great position. Our founders said, the reins on the judiciary, and you all know when you got reins on a horse, what does it do? It guides it, right? You can't make a horse eat, you can't control it, but you can guide it, okay? The reins on the judiciary are the removal of those judges from office. In Iowa, in 2010, three of those judges will be up for retention. You could make a statement that would be heard nationally if you would vote no on retention and let them know we don't appreciate it. Free them up to legislate. Let them run for the legislature. Free them from those nasty old shackles of having to be a judge, okay? Vote no on retention. I will promise you that'll be a shot heard round the world, and you will be able to have an impact on the courts. I want to give you just a brief history on myself, and then I'm going to turn this over because I want to hear some of the other speakers as well. My wife Denise and I have been married for 35 years. We have 4 children, 3 grandchildren, and 1 granddaughter on the way, and we're really excited about that. I have over 35 years' experience in the private sector and agribusiness experience. And I've had to establish and follow a budget every year. I've also had to adjust for unforeseen circumstances, such as low prices, bad weather, good weather, and even good prices. If I made a mistake, my family and I paid the consequences. Common sense is an integral part of farming. I've also learned firsthand lessons in personal freedom, individual responsibility, and self-reliance. I've also had some experience in the political scene. I was 2 years as a county supervisor, and I've also been in the Iowa Senate now for 13 years. And I've been in districts that were traditionally not particularly friendly to Republicans. So I think that's all important. In my travels across the state, one of the things they've said to me is, why don't you see common sense in government? My answer is, because you got to elect people with common sense. And I think that's part of what farming teaches, is common sense. I've also read and reread from time to time the Iowa Constitution to be sure we're following it. After all, we take an oath to uphold it. It would be common sense to say, read it so we know what it says. And for more information on me personally, and it's just simply jerrybain.com, common sense. But I want to leave you with some of my deeply held convictions. I believe that all men and women are created equal, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I believe that the only way to sustain our culture is if parents teach their children about personal freedom, individual responsibility, and self-reliance. I believe that wealth is created in the private sector, and that government spending cannot bolster the economy. And I also agree with Abraham Lincoln when he said that you cannot help people permanently by doing for them things that they can and should do for themselves. And as your governor, I would govern accordingly. Thank you very much for your time.